We just were beginning today the letter to the Thessalonians, Thessalonica, up at one of the first European places Paul visited. So it's his first letter, the oldest of the letters as far as we can tell. And when he says he's writing it with Silvanus and Timothy, that's not just a literary, you know, they're probably working on it together. And then they dictated to somebody who wrote it out. That's the way you wrote letters in the old days. Now you'll notice something very interesting here. We call to mind the work of your faith and labor of love and endurance and hope. So from the very beginning, these three powers, that's what virtue means, these three powers are singled out. You'll find it, this mentioned several, many times in Paul. And then this time is, you see, faith, love, and hope. These are gifts. These are gifts. This is why we have any contact with God at all. We believe in Him, which means we yield to His work, moving us to believe and hope. You got to think about this. We're so busy in our kind of a culture doing stuff, we never look up. It's like a guy digging a ditch who never looks up to see where he's going. You know, is that's the right way to dig the ditch? Hope. We should make lots of acts of hope every day. Lord, I just can hardly wait to see you. I trust you, Lord, that despite all my sins, you're going to bring me to be with you forever. And I'm looking forward to it. And hope. Charles Peguy has this poem about hope. He calls it his favorite daughter. The Lord is talking. And he says, this is my favorite daughter, hope. You know, winsome, delightful. Hope. Hope, we hope for heaven and for all that we need to attain heaven. We hope for it. We know God's going to give it to us. But it doesn't hurt when you're driving along to make acts of faith, hope, and love. Make them on your own. Turn off the radio and just say, Lord, I believe. I believe that you are. Father, I believe that you are the creator of the world. Blessed Son, blessed Holy Spirit, I believe you are one God in three divine persons. I believe. I believe that you created the world. I believe that you have saved us. I believe. Just make them up. Tell the Lord you really do believe. And hope. Lord, I'm looking forward to being with you forever in heaven. And my hope is grounded on you, not me. I hope, I know, I wait for your help to purify me and to have me ready to be with you forever in heaven. That's where I want to be. Here, I'm here a couple of years, and I go, there, it's forever. And I love you. I do a lousy job in this, but I do love you. And I want to put you first in every decision and in every action of mine. You're first. And if I have anything against anybody, I renounce it right now. So I have to leave my gift at the altar and go get reconciled and then come back. I don't want in my heart to be hardened against any human being in this world. Because as Jesus says, you know, when they ask him what the greatest commandment is, and he says, you shall love the Lord your God and so forth, right? And then he says, and the second is like it. Love God, love your neighbor. It's the same caritas, the same agape. You can't say, I love God, but I hate you guys. You know, you can't do that. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. And so This is the beginning, but already in the first letter how he has isolated faith, hope, and love. And I think, well, I wouldn't dare say it because I haven't done this for years, but you can find that formula many times. Another one you can look for, give you something to do when you read the Bible. How many times he mentions the Trinity? About 55 times. So you can count on yourself if you want. Now, this text, we're beginning chapter, well, we're in chapter 23. And these guys, they want money. They want power. And acting like you're serving God is one of the best ways to get it. So that's what they're doing. And our Lord is fed up with them. Fed up with them. You see, it's not only that they were doing this and that, but they were misleading the people and fleecing them for money and saying, ah, this is fine, you can do this. Well, you can't. If one swears by the temple, it means nothing, you say. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Pay up. Isn't that awful? Think we could do that? In a heartbeat, without the mercy of God.